This is Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. Our feature today will be the Urbana Pops Orchestra giving what I think is their third concert. We'll find out a clarification of that coming up with Dan Sutherland, who is their conductor, and also Stephen Larson, who is an assistant director, I think he's called, and also two soloists who are going to be featured in Sunday's concert by the Urbana Pops, Audrey Valance, and young Matt Reeder, and quite a varied holiday program for that concert. On Friday at the Iron Post, you can hear Darden Purcell and her quartet. Darden Purcell, a fine vocalist, jazz vocalist in Champaign, Urbana. And here is a sample from her CD called Easy Living, and this is maybe my favorite bit from that CD.
Witch is dead, witch oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, 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 yo ho. Let's open up and sing and ring the bells out. Ding dong, the merry o, sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. Witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, 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 yo ho. Let's open up and sing and ring the bells out. I hold the merry o, sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witches, let them know the wicked witches, let them know.
By Harold Arlen from, of course, The Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead, text by Yip Harburg, and we heard Darden Purcell, the vocalist, and her combo for this performance, who were saxophonist Chip McNeil, guitarist Sean Purcell, who's her husband, pianist Chip Stevens, bassist Dennis Carroll, and drummer Stockton Helbing. And you can hear Darden Purcell and a quartet on Friday at the Iron Post, 5 o'clock in the evening. You can also hear a group that she's responsible for, which is the University of Illinois Vocal Jazz Ensemble, tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center in Urbana. There's, as you might expect for this time of year, lots of things going on, and not all of it has to do with Christmas or other holidays. But, of course, a lot of it does, including the Urbana Pops Orchestra concert on Sunday, and we'll be talking about that and hearing a couple of singers live in our studio in a little while. Another of the concerts, not holiday-related, is Wednesday night at the Krannert Center. It's University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra, which is always a really fine performance. They're going to do Richard Strauss's massive tone poem Ein Heldenleben, which means a hero's life. Donald Schleicher is the music director and conductor for the orchestra. There's also going to be a student conductor on that show, one of Don's students, who will be leading the opening work on that program, which is by Alexander Borodin, called, you'll see it called variously, In the Steppes of Central Asia, or as they listed on this particular recording, In Central Asia. And it's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Vladimir Ashkenazy. Music by Alexander Borodin, In Central Asia, or In the Steppes of Central Asia. Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Vladimir Ashkenazy, and that's one of the pieces you can hear on the University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra concert Wednesday night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and mentioning just a few of the concerts and other performances going on this week. We'll be covering a number of them as the show continues throughout the week. The performances at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan of the famous musical by Irving Berlin, White Christmas, will be featuring on tomorrow's show with a couple of singers, I believe, from that performing troupe. And also we'll be covering a concert on Thursday night at the Iron Post in Urbana of Cajun music with Morris Ardoin, hope not sure if that's how he says his name or not, and Dennis Stromat and company. We'll be having them live on the show on Thursday, and lots more as the week goes on. Our programs today are made possible with support from Silver Creek in downtown Urbana, serving lunch and dinner every day with a brunch on Sunday. For 20 years, Silver Creek has served fresh and seasonally current dinners by the fireplace in warm wood ambiance. Silver Creek offers over 100 of the world's finest wines and draft beers. One of the pieces on the program on Sunday by the Urbana Pops Orchestra comes from Georges Bizet's L'Arlésienne. Here is different music by Georges Bizet from his children's suite, simply called Children's Games, or Jeux d'Enfants. It's the Montreal Symphony, conducted by Charles Dutoit. Thank you. heard most of the suite called Jeux d'enfants, or Children's Games, by Georges Bizet in a performance by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra conducted by Charles Dutoit. And you can hear a performance Sunday night at 7:30 in Urbana by the Urbana Pops Orchestra that includes the Farandole from Bizet's L'Arlésienne suite, number two specifically. And we'll be hearing more about that concert, including both of the vocal soloists who will be on the concert live in our studio here in just a little bit. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Music by John Williams, Call of the Champions, the official theme of the 2002 Olympic Winter Games featuring the Utah Symphony Orchestra and the Morbin Tabernacle Choir conducted by the composer here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That's actually one of the pieces that you can hear on Sunday night's concert by the Urbana Pops Orchestra at Wesley United Methodist Church on West Green Street in Urbana. That's right near the Illini Union on the University of Illinois campus, 7:30 the time of the concert, which I think I may have just said. And we have with us on this portion of the show the principal conductor and also the associate conductor. Daniel Sutherland is the principal conductor and Stephen Larson the associate, and Stephen's going to be playing piano for us because we've also got both of the featured soloists on the concert, Audrey Valance and Matt Reeder, on the program. And it's called Urbana Pops Celebrates the Holidays. Thank you all very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
For those who, actually, let me get you to answer a question that I hope I answered accurately when Vic DiGeronimo asked me earlier in introducing today's show. How long you guys have been around? This past summer was the first, wasn't it?
That was our inaugural season.
And this is your third concert.
Actually, this is our fourth appearance as the Urbana Pops Orchestra. We served as the pit orchestra for the Summer Youth Theater production of Once Upon a Mattress, so I guess that kind of counts as well. So this will be our fourth concert.
Of course it counts. They all count. So Urbana Pops at the Movies was the first one.
It was.
And I got to see that one. I missed Urbana Pops Plays Broadway, I'm sorry to say.
That was quite the concert, too.
I'm sure it was. And then, of course, Summer Youth Theater production. For those who haven't heard of the group or didn't hear our previous interview or interviews about the organization, how did you guys get started and why?
The Urbana Pops Orchestra was really kind of just an idea. The idea at first was almost a joke. Stephen and I, we were both involved in the Summer Youth Theater for, at least I have been for the last couple of years. Stephen probably closer to a decade involved with that production. And a couple years ago was my first appearance with them as the conductor of their orchestra, and kind of had a modest beginning, and then they pulled out The Sound of Music, and we looked at some of the orchestrations and we thought, well, this is quite larger than your typical, you know, 7 or 8 piece combo for earlier shows that we did. We ended up getting some friends to play in the orchestra, some actual string players and, you know, wind players, and we thought it'd be really neat if we could have an ensemble like that that would play separately and also join the theater in their summer shows. And so we kind of started brainstorming this whole idea of a Pops Orchestra and also trying to find a way to set it apart from other orchestras. We also added in this educational component that it would really be kind of a training ground for younger orchestral musicians as well, to sit next to seasoned professional players and to get kind of on-the-job training for, you know, what's expected of an orchestral player in the professional world, and also what it's like to sit next to some of the players that we have in the orchestra who are amazing players.
So there is a fairly large student component,
yes,
especially high school students.
Mm-hmm. Exceptionally, talented high school students. They're there by audition. They play very, very well, and they get to learn a whole bunch of, all these things about, obviously the performance side of it, being able to prepare the music and things like that, but also some of the other things that go along with the orchestral culture, things as simple as when to show up to the rehearsal, even small things like that, when you're expected to be there, and kind of rehearsal etiquette and things like that, and they do really well.
I mean, there is etiquette in rehearsals?
In our orchestra, there is. You're expected to be there at a certain time in your seat, ready to play, and we sit down and we work, and that's the atmosphere of our rehearsals, and that's something we really want to instill in our student players, that we're there to work, and it's really intense music making, and they respond very well to it, and they always come with a good mind, and they're always prepared for rehearsals, and they're always ready to work, which is really something that we're glad that kind of happened.
And where do you find the folks who are leading the various sections?
A lot of places. We have some people that have ties to the U of I, some community members that are also, usually we'll audition our community members as well. So it's really the community, and I have some friends from Millikan that come play with us, and some folks from the U of I, and those are the three main ones right there, other than our high school players.
And you're still studying at Millikan, aren't you?
Actually, I have my degree in music education. It's with concentrations in composition and conducting.
And that just finished up this past May?
It's actually, my graduation is actually on the same day as the concert. Won't be able to make graduation. Because,
what a shame. yes and no, right?
Well, I think I picked what was a little bit more important to me. So this concert was really important to us. So I figured, well, I'll graduate absently. And
you'll still
concert.
Graduate?
Yes, of course.
Right. But you wouldn't have the concert if you didn't show up, probably.
Right. Well, I mean, Stephen could conduct as well. But.
He's flailing away over there for some reason.
Well, that's a lot of music to learn.
Well, yeah. It
would and be. He's not going to bring out a podium, so it would be from memory.
Yeah, I'm going to do a stab in the dark here and do the whole concert from memory. And so it'll be, without a stand in front of me, it's always a very, for an orchestral conductor, you feel a bit naked when you don't have your stand in front of you. So it'll.
Yeah, I'm usually too chicken to try that. Either that or I just never get around to learning the music early enough so that allow the amount of time that you need. So the concert is 7:30 Sunday night, and a varied program that is mostly holiday-related, Christmas-related, either directly or loosely. For example, you're opening with another John Williams tune from the film Home Alone. Does that take place at Christmas time? I never saw it.
The film is a Christmas film, and the cue to which you referred is only really about 60 seconds long, I think. It's a very explosive start. It isn't a long piece, but it is by far the hardest piece on our concert.
And the one I just mentioned from
yes,
Home Alone, really.
Yeah. And it's really kind of also a nod by John Williams to Tchaikovsky and the Nutcracker Suite. Lots of elements. It has that kind of feel. And sitting down looking at the score a few months ago, you look at the string part and it's like, well, what is actually going on here? Because you can't really tell. It's all just black. There's lots of running notes everywhere. And he really does, John Williams really does have that need to confuse performers, I think. I just think he sits down and he writes, he's like, well, how can I really, really confuse these bass players? It seems like that's what his intention is. And so it's very kind of interesting to study his music because it's very different. It sounds great. It sounds really cool. And it sounds, I think, probably a little easier than it is written. His music is incredibly challenging. And it's always very fun to study it and also to perform it, because once you get it under your belt, you're like, oh well, man, I got that part. That was how'd I do that? So it's always very fun for us.
And you're doing the Nutcracker Suite of Tchaikovsky, which is of course getting lots of play in the form of the full ballet over these few weeks. The Nutcracker in Champagne happened, rather in Urbana, happened last weekend, and the Nutcracker in Springfield is happening this coming weekend with various performances. And you've got our two vocal soloists who are with us on the show today. Let me ask first about Matt Reeder. Let me ask you, Matt, how old are you?
I am 11 years old.
In what grade?
I'm in sixth grade.
And how long have you been singing?
I would guess since I was about two.
Okay, and you just said you're 11, so about 9 years old. What were you singing when you were two? Do you remember?
No.
So what? How do you know you were singing since two?
Well, my mother would keep track of things like that.
And proudly say to folks, my son has been singing since he was 2 years old. How did you find Matt, Daniel?
Actually, I met Matt doing the youth theater production of Once Upon a Mattress, and you had a couple of different parts. One of them was this this hilarious Nightingale song. In the musical, they're trying to get the princess asleep, you know, or whatever, and they give her this bird that will sing, and Matt had this. I'm rather sure it was probably meant as a serious kind of thing, and the way that Matt presented it was just really hilarious, but beautifully sung little, you know, work that he did. And when we were thinking about the program that we wanted to do, which we started thinking about that around the end of the summer, we thought about, you know, the snowman, and like, well, where could we find a boy soprano? And we're like, oh, well, Matt Reeder that'd be excellent if he sung like he did at the musical. It'd be perfect. So that's kind of how we thought of him.
And Audrey Valance is your other soloist. Audrey, you reminded me that we had met in the spring, was it?
Yes.
Talking
yes.
about the Central Illinois Children's Chorus
right.
opera production. Was it Brundibar? No, that was last year.
No, it was an opera camp that we were going to
do. Opera camp, that's what it was, right. And so you're a soloist with, for just the one work, one piece?
Yes, I'm singing O Holy Night.
Yeah, always a challenge for singers, I think. At least it seems like it would be a challenge for singers, or not really.
It's not. Not for me. I probably have sung O Holy Night in public at least 100 times, I would imagine. It's one of my favorites. It doesn't seem like the holiday season without singing it. And it's, you know, I think it lends itself very nicely to the voice, and it's just a very beautiful piece.
I remember when I was a kid hearing Al Hurt, the trumpet player, do that on a, you know, it was one of my favorite Christmas records, not a CD at the time, a record. you know what we're talking about? What's a record, Matt?
It's the black disc.
Oh, you actually know. Wow, I'm impressed.
And you put the needle on it, and then it makes
I wasn't really quite sure, actually. It was like a record.
LP?
Is that like a CD? Or
no.
It's like a really big CD, right?
Guinness Book of.
No. Well, who's going to do something first for us, Matt or Audrey?
Matt, you want to go first?
Okay.
All right.
So what's The Snowman?
The Snowman's a 30-minute animated film, except for a short introduction in the beginning by David Bowie, actually. It's completely silent except for the music, though when we get around halfway through the film, all of a sudden there's this song. It's really kind of the climax of the movie, and it's, you know, the snowman has come to life, and he's taken the hand of the, you know, of the other character, the boy character, and they're flying around, and it's really quite a magical moment in the film.
That's music by Howard Blake. Matt Reeder singing for us here. He's going to be singing with the Urbana Pops Sunday night at 7:30, and our pianist is Stephen Larson on Live and Local.
We're walking in the air. Sky. The people far below are sleeping as we fly. I'm holding very tight. I'm riding in the midnight blue. high above with you.
Beautifully done. Nice job, Matt.
Thank you.
Do you take voice lessons with anybody?
Right now I'm taking them with Corbin Dixon.
Who's a student at the University of Illinois in the theater program, I think, combination of voice and theater.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure so. He's actually been on the show a couple of times for various musicals. And you really sound beautiful.
Thanks.
If you don't mind, I'd like to play a recording of one of the other pieces on your program, partly because I haven't heard it before and I'm rather curious.
Okay.
And that's the Morten Lauridsen piece.
Oh, sure.
Which gives me a chance to ask how you put together the Urbana voices. Is this their first appearance on the program or not?
It will be, and I am in no way responsible for their formation. That's actually all Stephen. He's been doing all of the groundwork for that, so you should probably talk to him about that.
Well, then I'll talk to Stephen about that. Actually, you talk to me about that.
Well, yeah, we kind of toyed with it when we first had our first concert. We thought it would be really great to have voices sing with us. And there's a lot of holiday music that is for orchestra and choir, so this is a good opportunity for us to start that up. And it's a group of community members, people from various church choirs, people from high schools. There's some people from Decatur who are going to come sing with us. And it's an opportunity for us to do some pieces that we really wanted to perform.
And how often have you rehearsed?
We have rehearsed once.
Okay.
And we're rehearsing again. We rehearse a little bit more than an orchestra because, you know, with voices, it takes a little bit more rehearsal time. But we still have the same standards as the rest of the orchestra. We have the same really speedy rehearsal schedule. So it's a really fun experience for the people who are in it because they get to perform with an orchestra.
And are you doing 2, 3 pieces
yes.
on the program?
Call of the Champions that we listened to before you came in is by John Williams, and it was written for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And so if you go on YouTube, you can hear them sing that.
Well, that's the one we just heard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can see there's actually a video of them singing it too. And that is for choir and orchestra. And then the piece that Audrey is singing on is also for choir and orchestra. Incidentally, I think it's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir that sings the arrangement that she's singing of O Holy Night. And then we're playing the instrumental version of O Magnum Mysterium, and we're having the choir sing at the same time. So, which is kind of an interesting thing to do.
So there are two existing versions of it?
Actually, the Allstate group a couple weeks ago played the instrumental version, which I was kind of, as a choir person, I was kind of pleased that the coolest piece that they played on the concert was a choral piece. But there's the instrumental version, and then we have copies of the choral version that they're going to join us on.
And gee, they just happen to match.
They do, because it's the same piece. So
okay, so it's Omanium Mysterium, which means
mystery, oh great mystery, rather.
And this performance is by the Robert Shaw Chamber Singers, and it's probably just the Robert Shaw Chamber Singers.
Oh, so yeah, this is a really good recording.
Yeah, this is just the choral version. So we're holding back the real event on Sunday night, which will involve both orchestra and choir. Robert Shaw, of course, conducting. It's Omanium Mysterium by Morten Lauritsen here on Live and Local. A little bit of Morten Lauritsen's setting of the text, Omanium Mysterium, O great mystery and wondrous sacrament that animals might see the newborn Lord lying in a manger, is part of the text. And we heard the Robert Shaw Chamber Singers, conducted by Robert Shaw, of course, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The Urbana Voices will join the Urbana Pops Orchestra Sunday night at 7:30 at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana, to perform that piece, and they'll also join for music by John Williams on that program. And on that show, they also will be featuring in the final piece Are you a soprano?
Yes.
Soprano Audrey Valance. and she's going to sing for us in just a moment. Programs on FM 90.9 are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting you to visit the Promenade Gift Shop for unique gift ideas. More information about upcoming events is at krannertcenter.com. So we're kind of giving away your finale, but since there's, I don't want to say only Stephen at the piano, but since there's no orchestra, we're not really giving it away. And we're also cutting out the introduction here, so we're just doing a little bit of, well, you'll recognize the tune probably.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
That's a dramatic rendition of that. Nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for singing for us. That's an arrangement by David Clydesdale of O Holy Night and Stephen Larson at the keyboard. Audrey Valance, our soloist. And hopefully we'll hear her just a little bit in another tune from her CD called My Christmas Gift. It's the Urbana Pops Orchestra, Sunday night at 7:30 at Wesley United Methodist Church at 1203 West Green Street in Urbana. Tickets can be purchased at the door or at our international galleries in Lincoln Square or by calling area 217-979-1910. And we've been pleased to welcome Principal Conductor Daniel Sutherland and Associate Conductor Stephen Larson, along with their soloists Matt Reeder and Audrey Valance. Thank you all very much for coming in, and best of luck with Sunday's concert.
Thanks for having us.
Real quick look at some other things going on in our area. There's a concert tonight it's a performance tonight of the musical Legally Blonde at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield. That's at 7:30. Tomorrow night at 7:30 in Charleston, it's the Eastern Illinois University Concert Band performing in the Dowden Fine Arts Center. Children's Choir concert at Millikan University tomorrow evening at 5:30 at Kuiper Hall on the Millikan campus in Decatur. University of Illinois Vocal Jazz Ensemble, I think I mentioned that earlier in the show, tomorrow night at 7:30. UI Opera Studio presents a program tomorrow night at 7:30, and they'll do another one on Wednesday night at 7:30. And a traditional jazz orchestra performing its monthly gig at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 5. The Pacifica Quartet presents part 2 of its cycle of the Shostakovich Quartets. That's in the Krannert Center tomorrow evening at 7:30. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from noon to 4 in the Bouvant's Tasting Room. More information at thecorkscrew.com. This has been Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly.